Time now for the news. Brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for mostly sunny skies with a high near 64. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. Today is the deadline for payment of the first installment of Wayne County real estate taxes. Taxes can be paid in person today at the office of Wayne County Treasurer Donna Masterson between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. If you need to make your payment outside of regular business hours, you may do so by using the drop box located at the west side of the courthouse. For more information, contact the Treasurer's office at 842-5087. Taxes can also be paid at any of the following banking locations throughout the county: First Financial, Cisney Trust, Mount Airy Banking Center, People's National Bank, and Fairfield National Bank's Fairfield and Wayne City branches. More news right after this break.
The new Google Pixel 7 Pro is super, especially when it's on Verizon, the network America relies on. It's supercharged, super powered, and a super...
deal.
You know it. Now, switch to Verizon and get the Google Pixel 7 Pro on us with select trade-ins and select 5G unlimited plans.
That really is super.
Yep, there's never been a better time to switch to Verizon. $899.99 device payment purchase with new smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. $200 Verizon e-gift card with ported. Less $700 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions and additional terms apply.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice-daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
Okay, I just saved on some amazing fall style picks at Kohl's, and I need to talk about it. I found myself the cutest tops from Sonoma Goods for Life starting at $15.99. Long sleeve must-haves for my husband starting at under $18. And fun looks for my kids starting at just over $10. Plus, you can take an extra 20% off or save even more with a Kohl's card. So for more fall style and more savings, you gotta get to Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer ends October 16th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
And now, the rest of the news. Fairfield Water Department employees will be flushing hydrants in the 4th Ward today to include all outlying areas, being Walmart, Petroleum Boulevard, Brack Oaks, Highway 45 South, and Highway 15 East to the city's old filter plant. This will conclude the scheduled hydrant flushing announced this week. Flushing of the hydrants is done each spring and fall to test the hydrants and to help keep your water supply clean and pure. The city of Fairfield is required by Illinois EPA to inform residents of the possible lead content in the water supply during hydrant flushing. While flushing the hydrants, you may notice that your water becomes temporarily discolored, or you may experience a dip in water pressure. If your home is equipped with lead plumbing, flushing of the hydrants could affect the plumbing inside and outside of your home. If your water is discolored, it doesn't mean it's unsafe to drink. It simply means there's a temporary increase in the concentration of iron within your water supply. While lines are being flushed, residents are urged to check for discoloration before doing laundry or similar activities. It's also encouraged that you flush your line at the kitchen tap for between 1 and 5 minutes as recommended by the EPA. The city will have lead information sheets available at City Hall and the Water Department upon request. For questions or to obtain more information, call the Water Department during regular business hours from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Tonight is homecoming for the Fairfield Mules as they head into action against the Hamilton County Foxes. The homecoming court for the 2022-2023 school year is as follows. Freshman attendants are Gracie Atwood, daughter of Paul and Courtney Atwood, and Jaden Easton, daughter of Nikki and Nathan Easton. Sophomore attendants are Corey Sutton, daughter of Brent and Karen Sutton, and Cortland Kronovich, daughter of Nick and Stephanie Kronovich. The junior attendants are Lauren Garrett, daughter of Jamie and Marcia Garrett, and Emerson Robbins, daughter of Kurt and Stacy Robbins. The senior queen candidates are Chelsea Cuff, daughter of Ann and Scott Cuff, Elia Taylor, daughter of Eli and Jamie Taylor, and Kylie White, daughter of Keith and Casey White. Your senior King candidates are Luke Duckworth, son of Ryan Duckworth and Amy Duckworth, Jonathan Paul, son of William and Christy Paul, and Luke Sork, son of Stephen and Amy Sork, as well as Jevon Sork. Senior escorts are Jonah Easton, son of Patrick and Chastity Sudarth, Eric Rogers, son of Andy and Kim Rogers, Hayden Hodges, son of Jamie and Heidi Hodges, Brandon Wood, son of Thomas and Deanna Swift, and Brandon and Chastity Fry, Caleb Gonzalez, son of Heather and John Sargent, Griffin Hinkle, son of Lance and Kim Hinkle, and Galen Todd, son of Jim and Shailene Todd. This year's Flower Girl and Crown Bearer are Phoenix Thomason, daughter of Anthony and Elena Like, and Jace Bridgman, son of Bobby and Rihanna Bridgman. The crowning of the Homecoming Queen will be held during halftime of tonight's football game. The Homecoming Parade is set to take place downtown starting at 2 p.m. If you're unable to attend this year's Homecoming Parade, you can watch the live streaming video on our website at WFIWradio.com. Edwards County Treasurer Debbie Smith has announced that the 2021 payable 2022 real estate taxes have been mailed. The tax extension amounts to $6,490,579.88, with the due dates set for Friday, October the 28th, and Monday, November the 28th. Payments may be made in person, by mail, or in the drop box located in front of the cell tower on the northeast side of the courthouse. Anyone who uses the drop box should include a daytime phone number on their information. Those who wish to pay online using a credit or debit card may go to govtechtaxpro.com, which will add a 2.5% fee that goes to the credit card company. The instructions are listed on the back of the tax bills on how to pay online. The mobile home tax due date was July 29th, and unlike real estate taxes, the late fee is $25 per month on each month delinquent, effective July 30th. As of September 13th, the late fee increased to $75. For additional information, call the Edwards County Treasurer's Office at 445-3581. As a follow-up to a story ran earlier in the week about the special meeting of the Grayville Board of Education held on Monday regarding a recent incident at the high school, Grayville School has now issued a statement regarding the situation. The statement, received by our sister stations, WRUL-WROY in Carmi, reads as follows. On Thursday, September the 29th of 2022, Grayville CUSD No. 1 was engaged in a student disciplinary investigation. During this investigation, administration believed the student could have concealed evidence on the body. This evidence, if discovered, would have confirmed a violation of both school policy and state law. As the investigation progressed, the school administrator called the student's mother. During the ensuing conversation, the administrator explained to the mother where items can often be concealed on the body. During this conversation, the parent told the administrator she wanted them to search the student's body. Administration was extremely grateful for the mother's cooperation and for her support in a potential disciplinary matter concerning her child. Administration relayed mother's request to two female employees of the school. The instructions for conducting the search were vague and lacked specific direction. The district employees instructed to perform the search were untrained to search a student and should not have been directed to conduct a student search. Admittedly, the search was intrusive, but the student never removed her undergarments. District personnel conducting the search never physically touched the student, and the district acknowledges that this type of student search should not have been conducted. The Grayville School District is extremely sorry for the embarrassment and stress the event has caused the student and her family. The school district is equally sorry for placing this student in a very uncomfortable situation and accepts full responsibility for the incident. The administration also apologizes to the school employees who were directed to conduct the search, a search that all parties agree should not have been done. Administration should have exercised better judgment and provided better direction. The school's top priority is to maintain a learning environment where all students feel safe and secure. This includes safeguarding our students' rights and freedoms. This must remain foremost in everything we do. The parents and guardians of our school district entrust their children to us on a daily basis, and we assure you we will do what is necessary to regain and preserve this trust. The children in our school deserve and should expect the best from all of us every day at Grayville, CUSD number 1. This will be accomplished by a complete review of current district policies and procedures, as well as state laws, and continuing education for all staff with periodic review. There have been many comments and accusations made on social media regarding the incident. Many of them are factually inaccurate and contain incorrect and misleading information. The parents in this case have asked the school district to reach out to the public and request that those that are communicating misinformation refrain from doing so to please respect their privacy. The district stresses the importance of contacting the appropriate school staff members first when a concern arises to gather information before misinformation is shared that could be harmful to the individuals involved. The student's father, Kyle Besnett, addressed the board during Monday's meeting. Addressing the claim that the search was consensual, Besnett explained that he and his wife did not realize it would be more than a pat-down. Besnett said he wanted to keep this civil, and at no point did he or his wife think his daughter would be violated. Despite finding nothing on her person, the student was allegedly declared guilty and threatened with a month of detention after the search. We will continue to follow this story and bring you more updates as further information becomes available. In yet another story of educators acting inappropriately towards female students, Wabash Valley College released the following statement on their Facebook page on Wednesday, October the 5th. In March of 2022, IECC received 2 complaints from WVC students. Given the nature of the complaints, we directed them to our Title IX coordinator, and IECC subsequently conducted an extensive investigation that spanned 6 months. In compliance with Title IX regulations, the investigation resulted in a comprehensive written report that was shared with the involved parties. We scheduled a formal hearing for September the 26th, and before the hearing occurred, IECC received a resignation from the WVC employee cited in the student complaint. This past Friday evening, an employee informed the WVC administration of a separate issue involving a different employee. Campus administration acted swiftly, gathering information and meeting directly with this employee on Saturday morning. The employee submitted a letter of resignation effective immediately on Monday morning. This investigation is still ongoing. While we can make no further comments on these matters, we felt it was important for members of the college community to know that IECC administration has been aware and active in responding to and investigating the complaints we received. We are committed to ensuring that our students and employees have safe and healthy learning and working environments. I understand that a lack of public communication on matters like this can invite rumors and speculation, including those that suggest nothing is happening. In reality, it is about protecting the privacy and due process rights that we must afford to all parties. For more information about our Title IX policies and procedures, you're welcome to visit iecc.edu/Title IX. WFIW News has since discovered the employee in question is alleged to be Wabash Valley College Athletic Director Mike Carpenter. WFIW News has been in contact with Sydney Foster of Grayville, the student who made the initial complaint. Ms. Foster has stated on the record that there has been a history of inappropriate behavior and comments from AD Carpenter, not only towards herself but other students and athletes. According to Foster, there have been multiple other women come forward since her complaint was made public who have filed complaints of their own, some given anonymously. Ms. Foster is currently preparing her statement for release to the public, while also encouraging others who have been victims of this type of behavior to come forward. WFIW News has also reached out to WVC and IECC, but at present time we've received no comment or reply. This is an ongoing situation. We'll continue to bring you updates, as well as Ms. Foster's statement, as they become available. The state DNR is reminding the public that the 2022 youth deer hunting season is this coming weekend throughout the state, running from a half hour before sunrise to a half hour after sunset. The 3-day season is Saturday, Sunday, and next Monday, Columbus Day. The season is for those under the age of 18 who must be accompanied by a non-hunting adult. Permits are available for purchase through Monday over-the-counter at statewide licensed vendors. The latest U.S. drought monitor shows continued dry conditions in some parts of the state, as there hasn't been much rainfall lately. According to state climatologist Trent Ford, the latest drought maps show the most serious drought conditions in far southern Illinois, especially in Pulaski, Massac, and Pope counties.
We do have some pretty dry spots in the state. Pretty much the whole southern third of the state is somewhat to very dry. The northeast and eastern parts of the state are also pretty dry.
Ford says maintaining soil moisture is more than just about farming.
What that does, especially in the southern part of the state, when we see the cooler, drier air, but also have drought conditions on the ground, is it increases the risk of fires. That's both forest fires, grassland fires, and importantly, field fires.
As a weak upper-level low moved across the state early Thursday morning, some much-needed rain fell in our downstate area, although light in nature. Thursday was the warmest day of the week. We return to sunshine today after the morning clouds clear. It's all ahead of an approaching cold front moving through by tonight, bringing in cooler Canadian air for the weekend. We'll have the first chances of frost each morning, tomorrow through Sunday, then a slight warm-up as we move into the new week with our next chance of rain on Wednesday. The river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 4.99 feet below the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 5.04 feet. Its flood stage is 15 foot. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 4.18 feet. Its flood stage is 18 foot. And elsewhere in the area, Bonpaw Creek at Browns reads 1.11 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi reads 3.36 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel currently sits at 2.54 feet. Today's crude oil price is $81.45, up 69 cents from Thursday. The November crude oil price is $88.28, up 50 cents from Thursday morning. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
At school boards across America, parents are fighting back against a woke agenda that puts our kids at risk. Now, Sean Spicer is on Newsmax, exposing the radical agenda in our schools, and he shows how a grassroots revolt is underway to stop it. Watch Sean Spicer and Lindsay Keith today on Spicer & Company. Find out why millions have made the switch to Newsmax. Tune in to Sean Spicer and watch parents fight back on Newsmax. Make the switch to Newsmax today.
As a five-star facility, Fairfield Memorial Hospital Skilled Care Unit doesn't underestimate the power of touch, smiles, kind words, or small acts of caring. Here, they provide short-term skilled care nursing and services to those who require medical care, nursing care, and rehabilitation services. Under the direction of the patient's physician, the FMH Skilled Care Unit provides 24-hour pharmacy services, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, respiratory therapy, skilled nursing services, medication management, wound care, discharge planning, and assistance with daily activities. Skilled care is available to all Medicare, private pay, and private insured geriatric patients. For more information, please call Fairfield Memorial Hospital at 618-847-8328. Fairfield Memorial Hospital, excellence in community health care.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home. Locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Danette Renee Sanders, 58, of Belleville, died on Sunday, October the 2nd. Funeral services will be held today at 2 p.m. at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora, with interment to follow in Jacob's Chapel Cemetery. Visitation will be held from noon until time of the funeral. Randall Jean Tumbleweed Merritt, 71, of Carmi, died Tuesday, October the 4th. Visitation and funeral services will be held tomorrow at Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. Visitation is at 5, funeral is at 7. Military honors will be conducted following the service under the funeral chapel carport. Joni J. Shuck, 80, of Sisney, died on Monday, October the 3rd. Gravesite services will be held tomorrow at 1 p.m. in Sisney Cemetery. Friends and family are asked to go directly to the cemetery. Marquetta Joyce Stewart, 88, of Mount Vernon, died on October the 4th. Visitation will be held tomorrow from noon until 2 at Newell Funeral Home in Mount Vernon, Illinois. Funeral services will begin at 2 p.m. Joanne Wiseman, 80, of Evansville, died on Monday, October the 3rd. Funeral services will be held at 3 p.m. on Sunday, October the 9th, at First Christian Church in Carmi. Family and friends may visit from 1 p.m. until time of the service on Sunday. Crystal Dawn Miller, 50, of Sisney, died on October the 5th. Visitation will be from 11 until 1 on Monday, October the 10th, at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Funeral will follow at 1 p.m. with burial in Salem Matter Cemetery near Wayne City. Carol D. Hoskins, 94, of Norris City, died on Wednesday, October the 6th. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, October the 11th, at Campbell Funeral Home in Norris City. Burial will be in Powell Cemetery. Visitation is from 5 until 8 on Monday at the funeral home. Dale Dwayne Osborne, 62, of Carmi, died on Saturday, October the 1st. A come-and-go celebration of life will be held at 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Sunday, October the 15th, at Burles Woods, Shelter No. 3 in Carmi. Carrie Jane Browning McInturf, 82, of Winfield, Missouri, died on Wednesday, October the 5th. Funeral services will be private, with burial in Kirkendall Cemetery in Carmi. And as a reminder, we update our obituaries, including a full list of survivors, on our website at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for mostly sunny skies with a high near 64. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you.
If you have great ideas and want to make an impact with our local communities, becoming a salesperson at TOC Direct Media could be a great fit for you. We help businesses get results by creating custom campaigns that fit their needs. At TOC Direct Media, we have lots of passion for radio, direct mail, and digital marketing. Would you like to join a team of passionate, creative people that get results and help our local communities grow? Send your resume to careers@originalcompany.com.
What's Going On is brought to you by Wayne White County's Electric Cooperative in Fairfield to remind you that hybrid water heaters are the most energy efficient way to maintain hot water for your home. If you're a Wayne White Electric customer and you purchased a hybrid electric water heater, you can get a $500 incentive rebate check from Wayne White. Learn more about this rebate online at waynewhitecoop.com. Here's What's Going On. Wayne County Treasurer Donna Masterson is reminding Wayne County taxpayers that the first installment of real estate taxes come due on Friday, October the 7th. Taxes may be paid at the treasurer's office Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m., or after hours, they may be placed in the drop box located at the west side of the courthouse. Tax payments will also be accepted at multiple bank locations across the county.
It's football season again, and the Fairfield Mules are back in action. I'm Drew Pounton. Join me for the 2023 Fairfield Mules football season right here on 104.9 FM, WFIW, and WFIWradio.com, your home of the Fairfield Mules since 1953.
Time now for a Friday check of sports. Albert Pujols nearly ended his chase for his 700th career home run prematurely. The Cardinals slugger says he seriously considered retiring back in June after a slow start to the season. He was hitting just .198 with four home runs at the time. However, he says he made adjustments to the way he held the bat, which helped him return to prime form to surpass the 700 mark. Pujols begins his chase for one final World Series title when the Cardinals begin their NL Wild Card Series with the Phillies. Playoff stakes are high as NASCAR heads to Charlotte this weekend for the Bank of America Royal 400. Chase Elliott leads all drivers in the playoff field, while Ryan Blaney and Ross Chastain are close behind. Chase Briscoe, Austin Cedric, Christopher Bell, and Alex Bowman round out the top 12. The field will be trimmed down to 8 drivers after the race in Charlotte. The green flag waves on Sunday afternoon. Taking a look at Thursday's scoreboard in Thursday night football, it was the Colts over the Broncos 12-9 in overtime. The Colts stopped the Broncos on 4th-and-1 in overtime as Indianapolis edged Denver to the 12-9 loss. Chase McLaughlin accounted for all of the Colts' points, including the go-ahead 48-yard kick in overtime. Matt Ryan struggled on the night, completing 26 of 41 passes for 251 yards and 2 interceptions. Russell Wilson didn't fare much better, throwing a pair of picks, one of which helped Indy get the ball back at the end of regulation play to tie the game. Denver dropped to 2-3, while the Colts improved to 2-2-1. In NBA preseason action, it was the Hawks defeating the Bucks 123-113 in Abu Dhabi. The Heat beat the Nets 109-80. In Oklahoma City, the Thunder beat the Adelaide 36ers 131-98, and the Spurs fell to the Magic 102-99. In Portland, the Trailblazers beat Maccabi 138-85, and the Timberwolves beat the Lakers 114-99 in Vegas. In hockey matchups for the preseason, it was the Senators over the Canadiens 4-3 at Gander, Newfoundland. The Panthers beat the Lightning 3-2. The Devils fell to the Islanders 5-2, and the Blue Jackets shut out the Blues 7-0. The Wild would beat the Blackhawks 4-1, and the Kings fell to the Golden Knights 6-4. In PGA action at the Shriners Children's Open in Vegas, Tom Hoge took first, shooting 8-under. Siwoo Kim took second at 7-under. Maverick McNealy tied for second, also shooting 7-under. In high school football action today, it's Fairfield taking on Hamilton County for homecoming. That game starts at 7 o'clock at the Train Yard. You can listen live on WFIW 104.9 FM, WFIWradio.com, and Network One Sports. Drew Pounton will take the air with pregame action at 6:50 p.m. The Mules are currently 3-3 on the season in conference play. Hamilton County also comes into the matchup with a record of 3-3. In other local broadcast, Edwards County will be at CZR. That game starts at 7. Pre-game is scheduled for 6:50, and you can catch that on 105.9 FM WOKZ as well as Network One Sports. In other area high school football action, it's Carmi White County taking on El Dorado. Johnson City is at Cesar Valier. Belleville Catholic will face off against Carbondale, and Mount Vernon, Illinois plays Cahokia. It's Centralia versus Marion, Carlisle taking on Sparta. DuPo faces Chester, and Redbud is at Trenton Westland. Casey Westfield will take on Bridgeport Red Hill. Marshall plays at Newton. Mount Carmel faces Paris, and Benton will be in Massac County. It's Harrisburg taking the trip to Murfreesboro. West Frankfort gets a visit from Heron. Anna Jonesboro plays DuQuoin, and Pinckneyville will take on Nashville. In Major League Baseball playoff wild card action, the road to the Fall Classic begins today with 4 wild card games. The action will start in Cleveland when the Guardians host the Tampa Bay Rays. The Phillies and Cardinals will clash in St. Louis, while the Mariners and Blue Jays battle in Toronto. Seattle is back in the playoffs for the first time since 2001. The final game of the night features the Padres and the Mets in New York. All wild card series are best out of 3. The winners will advance to face either the Astros, Yankees, Dodgers, or Braves in the next round. Those division winners all have first-round buys as the top two seeds in each league. In NBA preseason action today, the Celtics will be taking on the Hornets. It's the Pacers versus the Knicks, the Nuggets versus the Bulls, the Pistons versus the Pelicans, the Raptors play the Rockets, the Heat take on the Grizzlies, the Mavericks face the Magic, and the Hawks go up against the Bucks. In preseason hockey, it will be the Sabres playing the Penguins, the Maple Leafs take on the Red Wings, the Krakens face the Oilers, and the Jets play the Flames. The Coyotes go up against the Canucks, and the Sharks will face off against the Predators. Looking at tomorrow's schedule, in high school cross country, Fairfield freshmen will be at the Benton Showcase at 10 a.m. High school football shows Flora at Vianna-Goreville. Lawrenceville plays Oblong. Only Richland County takes the trip to Robinson, and Carterville plays Madison. In college football action, it's the Illini versus Iowa. You can catch that game live on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, beginning at 6:30 p.m. In other college football action on Saturday, number 17 TCU takes on number 19 Kansas. Number 8 Tennessee faces off against number 25 LSU. It's Arkansas playing number 23 Mississippi State. And number 4 Michigan goes up against Indiana. South Florida takes on number 24 Cincinnati. Texas Tech will face number 7 Oklahoma State. It's Auburn versus number 2 Georgia. Number 11 Utah versus number 18 UCLA. Number 21 Washington will take on Arizona State, and number 3 Ohio State plays Michigan State. Number 9 Mississippi goes up against Vanderbilt. It's number 20 Kansas State versus Iowa State. Number 16 BYU versus Notre Dame. South Carolina faces number 13 Kentucky, and Washington State will play number 6 USC. Number 5 Clemson goes up against Boston College. Army will face off against number 15 Wake Forest. It's Florida State versus number 14 North Carolina State. Texas A&M goes up against the number 1 Tide of Alabama. Number 12 Oregon is in action tomorrow as well. They play Arizona. In game number 2 of the MLB Wild Card Series, the Cardinals will take on the Phillies. You can catch the action live on 105.9 FM WOKZ starting at around 7:35 p.m. The Rays will face the Guardians. The Mariners will take on the Blue Jays, and the Padres will play the Mets. In NBA preseason action, the Hawks face off against the Bucks. And in hockey preseason, it's the Ducks versus the Kings, the Panthers versus the Lightning, the Stars versus the Wild, the Blue Jackets versus the Capitals, the Red Wings versus the Maple Leafs, the Devils versus the Bruins, the Rangers versus the Islanders, the Canadiens versus the Senators, the Coyotes versus the Golden Knights, the Blackhawks versus the Blue Jays, and the Sharks versus the Predators. That's a Friday check of sports. Here's your WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast. Overnight tonight shows mostly clear conditions with a low near 35. Areas of patchy frost after 4 a.m. tomorrow, otherwise sunny with a high near 62, and widespread frost after 3 a.m. on Saturday night with clear skies and a low around 31. Frost in the forecast for Sunday before 8 a.m., otherwise sunny, Sunday's high will be 69.